to Crane's Corner News.
Reporters this month are Abby Bobo,
Ella Thompson,
Aiden Gradonis,
Ashley Soraya,
and Ellie Laval.
Halloween is one of my favorite holidays to celebrate. There are many different and spooky fun things happening in Bethel for Halloween. Here are some of the exciting things in your family can do.
The Emmy Carnival is on Saturday, October 22nd from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. There will be lots of games and food. There is going to be over 200 cupcakes, 500 cookies, and there is going to be a cakewalk. It costs $1 a ticket. You can wear your costumes and have crazy hair. This is a fundraiser for Emmy School. If you would like to volunteer, sign up at Emmy School. Hope to see you there.
The BRHS Carnival is on Friday, October 28th from 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the high school gym. It costs 50 cents a ticket. There will be a dunk tank, dartboard, haunted house, bouncing house, fish pond, face painting, and many more games. Dress up in your costume and come down for a spooky and fun night.
Trick-or-treating in Bethel starts in the evening on Monday, October 31st. Go around Bethel and collect candy. Make sure to go trick-or-treating with family or friends so that you can stay safe. Also, watch out for cars when you cross the road. Hope to see you out collecting candy. I can't wait.
Go to the fire station before you go trick-or-treating on Monday, October 31st. Firefighters will be passing out candy bags, glow sticks, and candy. The firefighters want to make sure you stay safe on Halloween. Wearing the glow sticks make it easier for cars and people to see you. Plus, they look really cool. Make sure you stop by before you start your night.
Wow, all of these things sound super fun for the whole family. We hope you have started to make some Halloween plans. I sure have. Listen next month for our November news. Thanks for listening to
Crane's Corner News.
To report all that information, the kids interviewed the principal and secretaries at Emmy School and Bethel Regional High School. They also went to the fire department to interview Bethel firefighters. Ella Thompson and Ellie LaVale said the idea for the newscast got started after the class read a book they thought was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
It's called School News Reporter.
It was called, School News Reporter.
And then we got an idea, and then Mr. Han
said we should do it, and then everybody was like, yeah.
The kids thought it would be fun. We at KYUK got involved, and Aiden Gradonis saw another perk.
And I also wanted to do it so my mom can hear me on the radio.
All the Crane reporters are going to the carnivals, and Aiden says you can trust him. They are always a good time.
I've been to each carnival all 8 years of my life. You should go to the carnival because there'd be lots of fun games to do and it would be a bouncing house.
And these reporters are going to the festivities in style.
I'm going to be a cowgirl.
A Greek goddess.
A ninja.
You know, back in time, what they wear? Well, mine's kind of pink and purple with sparkles. And you know those hats back from time? I got it, but it's a little different. So it's pink one, and then you just put it right here, and then it's really lovely.
Teacher Rachel DeHaan says reporting and performing the newscast are giving the students skills like self-confidence, communication, and writing. She says it's also developing skills the kids don't get to practice in the classroom, skills that come from going outside the school and having conversations with adults. Coming up on the Crane's Corner newscast in November, the students will investigate Bethel sports. At Gladys Jung Elementary School, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.